Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
To
a Blue Room podcast,
where a husband and wife duo combines their love of history, pop culture, and the latest drama to bring you a funny, informative, and intriguing podcast. Welcome back to episode two.
Technically three, but two for real.
The OGs know that it's actually our third episode. But
we have new equipment. We're feeling good. We have mic stands. We have mic covers.
We have heard the people's cries.
And they've been loud.
So loud. I thought I would take a second, though, and tell everyone why. I realize we haven't told everyone why our podcast is called A Blue Room Podcast. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, yes, there is a blue wall behind me, but there's a story to the blue wall behind me. So we moved into this house almost
a year ago.
Almost a year ago now. You're right. Almost a year ago. And the first night we moved in, I looked at this room and I said, that wall needs to be blue. And my sweet husband was like, okay. So he took me to Home Depot and I picked out a blue color and we painted it the first night that we lived here.
No furniture in the house, completely desolate.
Yep.
But
didn't even have like the beautiful light fixtures that we have now, but I had a vision. And then I also have a husband who buys into my vision. So.
And then the rest of it is we didn't take the tape off for an extended amount of time. Kind of bled through a little bit. But
that's
why
we
put a couch in front of it.
You just don't look at it up close. That's all I have to say. And it's fine.
Yeah.
So that's why we are called A Blue Room Podcast, because this blue room is one of our favorite rooms in the house and it holds a special memory for us.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. How has your week been? We'll do a quick little catch up.
It's been good. I'm definitely tired this week. I watched the Lakers-Mavs game.
Mm-hmm.
Luka's big return playing against us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, these West Coast sports, I can't deal with.
Because they're so late?
Yeah, it's 9 p.m. tip-off, or when baseball's around, 9 p.m. first pitch. It's too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can function off not a ton of sleep, but I'm at a point now where I can't.
He's an old man now.
Yeah, I need my rest.
Yep. So he was simultaneously wanting Luka to kick the Mavs' butt.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted him to drop 80 on us, for sure.
How much did he actually drop?
He had a triple-double, 20-something points.
That's not bad.
But basically, the Mavs were not going to let him beat us, and so we double-triple-teamed him, but the Lakers have other guys, you know, unfortunate, but it's
other
okay.
Guys being LeBron James.
LeBron James. Yeah, how's your week?
It was fine. I'm tired. I'm a theater teacher. We're in the middle of musical. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Too much.
Too much. But after March, we're kind of in the clear.
Once like the seasonal depression ends, I think, you know, that serotonin comes back into you, you're going to be feeling right.
Yeah, I'm just tired right now. But that's okay. We're doing kind of a late night recording here. So, but we're making it work.
I think that's what's funny is like late night for us, it's like 9:30.
9:30 is late on a school night.
Yeah, that's true.
It is.
That's true.
Okay, so we'll get into it now. That's a good little intro for us. So, we are doing another pop culture episode where we discuss the biggest stories of the week. And we see if my husband, Jake, knows what's going on. Maybe next week we'll do a history.
Yeah, I haven't had time to get that going, but we'll get back into that.
I also had a friend recommend, and she's going to send us some stories, some fun conspiracy theories or like unsolved mysteries. Not necessarily true crime, but she has some. She has some things that she wants us to discuss.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing is the word conspiracy theory is so, like, hot button right now. We're talking, like, decades old stuff. We're not talking.
Yeah, not stuff now.
Nothing crazy going on now.
No.
We're talking.
But I think we could take some, we could start taking requests from people who want to hear us discuss some things. So my friend wants to,
has a list
of things that she wants us to discuss.
I'd love to discuss some things.
That's what we're doing right now.
Anyways.
Okay, so are you ready for our stories today?
Okay.
The first two stories are a little bit sad, but everyone's talking about them, so we're going to talk about them. So Gene Hackman, who is a famous older actor, his wife and his dog were all found dead this week. But now what's the news story is that the authorities are calling his death suspicious and there's no obvious signs of gas leaks as investigations continue. So if you don't know who Hackman is, he is a two-time Oscar winner. He was best known for his roles in the 1974 thriller The Conversation and then Bonnie and Clyde, and then his crime drama The French Connection, which earned him his first Academy Award.
And Hoosiers, of course.
Yes. He was old, so...
Was he 90? I actually do know the story. I woke up to it on X today.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was 91 or 92.
He's 95.
Oh, my God.
And Betsy, his wife, was 65. So that's
Let's just talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know when they got together, but a 30-year age gap.
It's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, that's really big.
I mean, you got to think, he was 30 when she was born.
I don't even want
to. I mean, that's, I'm hoping this was like a later in life thing. Like, but mm-hmm. even then, okay, what would be the age of both of them where it makes like a 30-year age gap is like, okay, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like at this point, like I saw a picture of them, their last picture together out and about that paparazzi took, and she looked like his caretaker. Like he had his arm on her arm.
I'm just saying, think
like,
about it. They met when he was 50 and she was 20.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not
like,
okay.
I don't think any of this is okay. But the point is, what is freaking me out about this is that they had been dead for, quote, quite a while before their bodies were found in separate rooms. So,
I didn't know that.
Yes, so listen to this. Here we go. So the search warrant is now saying that these deaths are suspicious enough in nature to require a thorough search and an investigation. So he was found in like a mud room. She was found in a bathroom with pills were scattered across her bathroom counter, and her head was right next to a space heater. Then their German Shepherd dog was found dead in the bathroom with her.
So something with pills. I did see this, and this makes it a little more suspicious too, because I think everyone's first thought was carbon monoxide poisoning. There was mm-hmm. a leak in the house. They died in their sleep, something like that.
Yeah, but
after hearing about the pills thing, I didn't know about the separate rooms. That makes this even more like,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to accuse anything, but
I hope that responders figure out what happened and the investigators and the detectives can figure out what happened. His daughter, they asked her for a comment and she would not give one.
How old's his daughter?
I don't know.
What are the over under that she's younger than his wife? Or sorry, older than his wife?
She might be.
I mean,
let me look up Gene Hackman's
daughter.
I mean,
let me say this too. This has nothing to do with his death because I don't want to speak ill on that. I have forever said, I'm going to get hate for it, I think Hoosiers is one of the most overrated sports movies. I am not that big a fan of it. I think it does not age well. There are a million other better sports movies than Hoosiers. Even better basketball sports movies than Hoosiers.
Wait. So his daughter has spoken out now. One of them. She said that she thinks it's carbon monoxide poisoning.
Which sounds like that's not it now.
Yep. But then the gas company is saying, I want to assure the community and neighborhood that there's no immediate danger to anybody. So Elizabeth is his daughter who spoke out about this.
Yeah, but that's a pretty generic comment by a gas company. Like, one house can have a gas leak and not affect
anybody else.
And not to mention, yeah, that's kind of a generic thing, I think.
Hmm. So then let me look up his other daughter, who's named Leslie. I'm not getting any ages.
That's okay.
But Gene Hackman's daughter says actor was in good health. So now they both have commented before his death.
Well, he was 95 years old. I mean, what, good health is relative.
Despite his age, he was in very good physical condition, Leslie Ann told the Daily Mail.
I don't know. All that, whenever it's like, oh, they were like the queen, where it's like, oh, she was only 96. Like, we don't know what happened. Well, I think we might know what happened.
She did admit that his death was not terribly shocking because he was 95, and she hadn't seen or spoken to her father and his wife, Betsy, 64, in a couple of months because she lives in California.
Okay, that's not really an excuse.
Interesting. We were close. I hadn't talked to them for a couple months, but everything was normal and everything was good. I talk to my mom every day.
I was going to say, well, I live in California. Well, a cell phone exists.
And two other dogs were found running loose on the property, by the way.
Yeah, I mean...
And only one of them was dead. I do wonder, like, did someone go in there? Is that why one of the dogs was dead? Because the dog tried to defend her. German Shepherds are naturally... I don't know.
I feel like the dog probably got in whatever pills. I mean, maybe she didn't get into them, but if the dog... I mean, dogs can't handle... human prescription. I mean, especially being 95, there's probably some pretty crazy pills in that house.
Maybe. So I guess, I don't know. We'll keep everyone updated on this. I'm interested to see.
Yeah.
What's going on. This is interesting too. All these headlines, Gene Hackman's daughter breaks silence on her reclusive father after his mysterious death. So they're doing it's all the clickbaity stuff. So
I don't like that spin. He's 95 years old.
He's not going to be out and about.
Nobody should be in the public eye at 95.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in that geriatric state,
people
are going to bully you, and everything you do, they're going to think something about. And not to mention too, I mean, I don't even know the last movie he really did.
I think it was in 94 or something.
Yeah, he's got plenty of money. He didn't need to be out and about doing stuff. It's okay.
Yep. Anyway, we are sending thoughts and prayers to their families. It's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more sad story. This is our second story. And this one really hits me more than it hits you. Michelle Trachtenberg was former Gossip Girl and Buffy star and Ice Princess movie of my heart and life. was found dead at 39 in her New York apartment by her mom. This was a story that happened towards the beginning of the week. It has broken millennial girl hearts across the nation. She was so special, so sparkly, so good. She played an amazing bad guy in Gossip Girl, was the little sister in Buffy, was Ice Princess. So good. I'm just sad.
Yeah, I saw this one too.
I'm shocked. You've seen a lot of them.
I saw. So she had a liver transplant recently, and it seems like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that it's one of the craziest things is you can put an organ in another human body, and it can work. But it seems like with this, it may not have. Her body may not have been receptive to the new organ, and liver's such an important one. I mean, that's one where it's like it's. It can go downhill fast. So, I mean, even the pictures that we've been seeing of her the last year or so.
She didn't even look like herself. Yeah. It's very sad.
Very sad.
My main point of the story is how a lot of celebs are coming out to make public statements for their mourning. A couple of them have been Sarah Michelle Gellar, who played Buffy, of course, her older sister, and she had really kind words to say about her. Talking about how was fiercely intelligent. And who else? I had the list here. Oh, Ed Westwick, who played Chuck Bass in Gossip Girl, sent his condolences. And Blake Lively broke her silence to talk about working with her as well. So
that's nice.
Yeah, I thought that was nice too, because Blake Lively's going through it. But
well, I think it's always sad when someone who... I mean, I don't really know her background. I didn't watch any of her shows, but someone that seemed fairly unproblematic.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad. And someone who hasn't really been in the limelight the past couple of years, it's always sad when someone like that passes, just because it's
I agree.
You don't know what they've been going through. And, I mean, I'm willing to bet, too. I bet she didn't make as much money in her career as she probably deserved.
For sure.
And so, I'm sure she was still trying to get gigs. She was trying to...
She was definitely a working actress.
Yep, for sure.
Yep. Yeah. So, very sad. Ed Westwick said, so sad to hear of the passing of Michelle Trachtenberg, sending prayers. And Westwick doesn't do a ton either online. And then Blake Lively shared a very long Instagram story. And she posted a picture and said, this was the first day I met Michelle. She was electricity. You knew when she entered her room because the vibration changed. Just very nice things about her. So I thought that was really, really kind, especially for my girls who love Ice Princess. And then on TikTok, there was this video going around of Allie and AJ singing the solo that she ice skated to. Oh, it was so sad. So yeah, that's kind of all my story about that, because I'm just sad about that one.
I'm sorry, this may be kind of a mic pop, but it's okay, America.
Oh my goodness.
It's okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So
kind of a sad start. You kind of like,
I'm really... sorry. I got the sad stuff out of the way because the rest of it is kind of like whatever.
We probably need to like switch up the, we probably need to like, I don't know, maybe end with the sad stuff. That way people were
no,
like...
if we end with the sad stuff, then like, what are we doing? Everyone's going to be like, well, that was a bummer.
I'm feeling that way right now.
Okay. Well, let's, but
it's
get
okay.
Out of it.
It's okay.
I'm about to talk about your, never mind.
Oh, okay.
So Sydney Sweeney is engaged. Story number three. And
what?
She has decided, anyway, she has decided to postpone her wedding. But what's funny is the headline is Sydney Sweeney postpones wedding for most boring reason possible. Oh. And that is because of her schedule.
She's got a busy schedule.
Yep. So there were whispers in 2023 that she was dating her co-star in Anyone But You, Glenn Powell. We mm-hmm. love Glenn Powell in this house. Welcome. We stan him.
University of Texas alum.
Yep.
Me and him are...
Brethren?
Brothers, almost, in a way. I mean, true. We not only do we look alike and we have similar talent, but we also, you know, we have that too, so...
You're funny.
We both bleed burnt orange.
There you go. But... because of her filming schedule, she is postponed. She is quoted saying back in 2022 that she doesn't date people in the spotlight. So she's engaged to this guy named Jonathan DeVino. And they've put their plans on hold. Sorry, I'm trying to read through. The now postponed May wedding was set to take place in Chicago. DeVino and Sweeney have been engaged for 3 years. And as of now, no new date for the wedding has been set.
Did you say May?
It was supposed to be May of this year.
It's pretty late to, like, postpone.
So people are saying that something is going on, but she has adamantly said nothing is going on. She's just busy.
I mean...
But for rich people, what does it matter? Like, we would not have been able to do that because we would have lost all of our money.
Yeah, you gotta think, though. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I guess wherever she's getting married, they know...
Yeah, they know who Sydney Sweeney is.
Yeah, it's not just about the money. They're gonna get so much publicity for it, they were probably...
Yeah.
More than happy, but...
Yeah, they do not care about this, let me tell you. They're just happy that Sydney Sweeney is getting married at their venue.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, I saw this earlier. Apparently, Euphoria Season 3 is on the way.
It's a yucky show.
But...
Icky.
Speaking of stars in that, Zendaya,
mm-hmm.
I also saw today, is in the new Shrek. She's in Shrek 5.
Look at him with the pop culture.
Well, when it comes to Shrek and...
Except tell them what you think about that trailer.
Well, I think...
Everyone do yourself a favor and go watch the trailer and then
yeah.
come back, push pause, go watch the trailer and then come back and see if you agree with us.
Well, it doesn't look like Shrek. They've changed it.
So this is what they did. So first of all, my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies ever is the Jim Carrey Grinch, okay? The best movie ever.
Bad.
Then I like
bad
the
movie.
Old... Anyway... Then I like the old cartoon Grinch. The new cartoon Grinch that they did is disturbing.
Yeah, but that doesn't bother me as much because it's a modern retelling. This is part of the same series.
But anyway, my point is they have done this thing that they're doing to cartoons now for like the iPad kid generation where...
It's ultra modernized.
Yeah, and it's like very 3D and very yeah. bright and very... I don't know. Something is so off, and I'm really hoping, like you said before, that they bully the artists.
DreamWorks.
Into fixing this, because that's what they did to Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, well, Sonic was terrible. They bullied them into changing that. Mm-hmm. I just don't... I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I don't think I've seen Shrek 3 or 4. I don't even really know what those are about. Yeah. But this completely, like, change of look is crazy to me.
It is insane. So go do yourself a favor. Go watch it, because it's so weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah. So I don't know how we got from Sydney Sweeney all the way to Shrek, but we did.
Two amazing people. Two beautiful people.
Okay, our fourth and final story. We have a list of everyone performing at the Oscars this year, and I have had one wish all award season for these two ladies to perform, and guess who is performing? Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. I am so excited. Hmm. I wonder what we're going to get. Are we going to get Loathing? Are we going to get For Good, like a sneak peek of Wicked Part 2? What are we going to get? They've been snubbed all award season. I am so excited for them to perform at the 2025 Oscars that are happening on Sunday, March 2nd.
Yeah,
this week. Weekend. Yeah. How fun.
Ricky Gervais is hosting. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of him. I think he's a funny guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What was the last award show? Is that Golden Globes? What was it?
The Grammys.
No.
Yes?
The last movie one.
Oh, the last movie one was the Golden Globes, yes. Yeah.
And we were not impressed.
No, but I was hoping, like, Grammys, Golden Globes, they would sing there. They weren't asked to sing. So I'm glad that the Oscars is finally like, hey, we're going to have them sing.
Well, probably because they're going to get snubbed this week, too.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. It's just annoying.
Fantasy movies don't win.
But Wicked was the best movie of the season, and everyone is going to come at me and be like, that's not true. It is true. Okay? It was the most entertaining. It brought in the most money. It was the best movie, objectively, of the season.
Well, it's just crazy because the switch of... Like, I remember growing up, I knew every movie in every category except for maybe, like, one. There was always, like, kind of a more indie film that made it. But now I feel like it's, and the rest are just very smaller indie films, or like they have a few big stars, but they're not actually in theaters.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I don't know. I mean, interesting. Fantasy movies don't win. That's just how it is.
Well, Lord of the Rings won, but anyway.
It's like how historically Disney movies don't win best animation.
Yeah, that's so messed up. So messed up.
Yeah.
Things are going to be different this year, though, at the Oscars. The artist behind the Oscar-nominated songs for Emilia Perez, The 6888, Sing Sing, and Elton John, Never Too Late, will not be performing their original compositions. Instead, the ceremony will devote time, and I don't know what this means, to highlighting the strength, creativity, and optimism that define Los Angeles and our industry. Probably because of the wildfires.
Okay.
But sure. Interesting.
Yeah.
But they also say, but don't fret, music lovers. The Academy has since announced that some big names in music will, in fact, be performing on the Oscars on Sunday. Well, now reading that first paragraph, I wonder if they're even going to sing Wicked, Cynthia and Ariana.
I feel like it's going to be like a We Are the World thing.
Yeah, I'm bummed.
Like, they're going to perform with a medley of people, and it's going to be We Are the World, Donate to Wildfire.
Yeah. So we have Cynthia and Ariana lined up. We have Doja Cat.
Oh.
We have the British soul and R&B singer Ray. Remember, we saw her before. And Lisa of Blackpink. We have Queen Latifah.
Okay.
And then...
You're not really selling this segment
right now. Oh, Oscars music director Michael Bearden teased the Wicked stars potentially performing a song from the blockbuster film. Yeah. So, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. So you guys can tune in on March 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern time on ABC, and it's streaming on Hulu. We'll be watching. We'll let you know our thoughts. Anything, any other thoughts on that, honey?
Yeah, I mean, I hope... Actually, having a real host, I think, will help things. Mm-hmm. This whole no host thing is better than it being a host that's not funny.
True.
But I think Ricky Gervais is funny enough, and he's shown that he can do this, so
mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I mean, it's always a nice little way to end your weekend of just watching that.
That's true, and we're 1 weekend away from spring break. Can't wait. Yep. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. We have a little recap for you. 1923 premiered last Sunday.
It was a good good premiere.
Very violent. I was disturbed by some things.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Spencer, they like buffed him up like 10 sizes.
Yeah, I will say when we were kind of going over this before we started recording, I was struggling to remember a lot of what happened in that episode.
Well, because so much happened.
I mean, it was a good episode. I'm excited for this week. I would say the Yellowstone series and Sheridan do a good job of thing. Like, they may have some filler episodes, but it's never at the beginning. Mm-hmm. The filler episode is really somewhere in the middle. It's always nice to start the season with a bang, and I definitely did that.
I think so, too. And everything was beautiful. Shot beautifully. Costumes are beautiful. We have Alex on her way now to America. Spencer is still kind of stuck. I'm a little bit worried about Spencer, if he's going to make it, because it's so violent on that ship. And he's doing those fights. But did he get off the ship?
No.
Not yet.
No.
But he made all that money.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that, his little sidekick stabbing him in the back.
Well, it's a long way from Galveston all the way to Montana.
Wait, they got to Galveston. He saw the lights of Galveston. That's okay.
That's a long way to go, though.
No, I understand that, but I'm glad he's getting off the ship now, and I hope that he leaves little sidekick behind, unless he's going to be actually helpful and not betray him. Okay, and then I think that was everything about 1923. And then I was going to talk Traitors really quick. There's a new episode tonight that we haven't watched. My hope and prayer is that Brittany betrays Danielle, because Brittany is now going to be a traitor, and she needs to stab Danielle in the back and give her a taste of her own medicine.
I think if Brittany is smart, that's the only way to play. Because it's going to be so obvious that
it's the two of them.
It's the two of them. You pick Danielle your best friend.
Danielle has played a horrible game.
You pick your best friend as the other traitor to recruit. That's so obvious.
So obvious.
So I think it's the only way that Brittany has a chance. But honestly, at this point, I've never rooted for the Faithfuls like I have this season.
Oh my gosh, I'm rooting for Efron, like, more than anything.
And it needs to be Sandoval. Tom Sandoval will win season 3 of Traitors.
Mark your words.
I'm so excited.
We'll see.
I'm on like Sandoval talk right now on TikTok.
I know. He keeps sending me these compilation videos of Tom Sandoval.
Or where he's up on stage like singing. He's got his band.
He didn't even know Tom Sandoval before this.
No,
so this
I feel like
part.
I was missing out.
Yeah.
I wish I had known.
Yep. Well.
He could have played our wedding. He could have been the wedding singer, but instead...
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I can get down to it.
Okay, well, that's all we have for you today. We hope you enjoyed our show. Next time, maybe some conspiracy theories, or maybe
you guys have saying it like that.
Maybe a history lesson from our professor here.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bye.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.